Beyond the Middle East, President Bush faces many other issues. He met over the weekend and earlier today in France with the leaders of the G8. They are dealing with the weakness of the global economy, and the U.S. is busy mending fences with nations that opposed military action in Iraq. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins us now for Morning Edition's weekly political discussion. Good morning, Cokie. Good
morning, John.
Cokie, the case for the war against Iraq was based on the assertion that it had a massive stockpile of weapons of mass destruction, yet no weapons have been found. That's beginning to become a serious issue.
And a serious issue with U.S. allies and coming up, obviously, in those conversations. And in Great Britain especially, this question of whether the intelligence was wrong or whether the intelligence was shaped to fit the political and policy ends of the Bush and Blair administrations. Now, the president was asked about this in Europe. He said, well, we did find weapons, those trucks that could be used to manufacture biological weapons. Mm-hmm. But that is as much as has been found. Now, a new group of weapons hunters is going into Iraq today. But this business of not finding anything substantial now has senators from both parties saying that it's time to investigate the intelligence and see what the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, or perhaps a newly formed committee can find about what was going on there.
What are these various investigations likely to turn up, do you think?
Well, I think that the real question that they're asking is, was the intelligence politicized to meet the policy ends? But they're saying, and the senators are very careful about this, Senator John Warner, chairman of the Armed Services Committee, saying, we're not necessarily saying that the intelligence community did anything wrong. We just have to know what was going on. The one person who is saying that there was something wrong is Bob Graham, senator from Florida, who's on the Intelligence Committee. He's been on the Intelligence Committee, but he's running for president. So he is in a position where he wants to be criticizing the Bush administration strongly. It's interesting, though, John, each of these senators says, look, it was a good thing anyway, because Saddam is gone. That was a good thing to do. The war was successful. But where are these weapons? Now, the public, in a Newsweek poll that's just out, 72% say that Iraq did have weapons before the war, so they believe it. And 57% say that we were not intentionally misled.
Mm-hmm. On another front, the economy continues to sputter, but the tax bill that was passed as a way to jumpstart growth is coming under repeated attack. What's going on there?
Well, as people are beginning to read the tax bill, it was passed so fast that there's probably a lot in it that we don't know yet and some things that were left out that were meant to be in. But the Democrats are finding various ways in which this bill is not helping lower-income people. And they are jumping on that to say, see, this is a Republican plan to help the rich, and they are hoping that that will work for them politically. There are reports from the end of last week that consumer spending was down in April, personal income unchanged for the first time since July of 2002. It didn't go up. So there is a strong sense of something needed to start the economy. Again, the public seems to be responding well to the tax bill. 51% say they approve of the president's tax policy, and that went up after the bill was passed. But you can see that the president's problems are there. His total approval rating has gone down to pre-war levels, and that's solely based on the economy, because approval of his handling of the war on terror is very high.
NPR's Cokie Roberts. Thank you, Cokie.
Thank you, John.